The Lord is our judge, lawgiver, and king. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Isaiah 33, verse 22. As is true of every effective government, God's kingdom has judicial, legislative, and executive powers. Because in worldly governments, people in power tend to misuse their power, the judicial and the executive powers are separated in democracies. Sometimes the legislative and executive powers are also separated. God does not misuse his power. He knows everything, including the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Because of his holiness, justice, knowledge, wisdom, love, goodness, mercy, and power, the Lord is infinitely qualified to serve as judge, lawgiver, and king. The Lord is our judge. A judge is someone who is authorized to decide questions brought before a court of justice. A judge makes his decision after evaluating the facts and applying the law. God is the judge of all the earth, Genesis 18, verse 25. He is coming to judge the earth, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 32. God is a just judge, Psalm 7, verse 11. The Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. Psalm 9, verses 7 and 8. The Heavenly Father has appointed his Son, Jesus Christ, to judge the living and the dead at his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. 1 Peter 4, verse 5. God has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Acts 17, verse 31. On your calendar, you have no doubt noted important appointments. What could be more important than our appointment with God on Judgment Day? Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10. Judgment Day is drawing near. It is extremely important that we know the basis upon which we will be judged. The Lord is our lawgiver. A lawgiver is someone who is authorized to draft and enact laws. A law is a rule of conduct imposed by authority which one is obligated to obey, usually with a designated punishment for violation. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. James 4, verse 12. It is extremely important that we know the law of the Lord, because compliance or non-compliance will determine whether we spend eternity in heaven or in hell. And eternity is a long, long time. The law of the Lord must be learned. The Lord was well disposed towards King Jehoshaphat of Judah because his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 17, verse 6. He sent leaders throughout the country to teach the law. So they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them. They went throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. 2 Chronicles 17, verse 9. Ezra, the priest, had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. Ezra 7, verse 10. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19, verse 7. Of the law of Christ, Galatians 6, verse 2, Paul wrote, "I delight in the law of God, and I serve the law of God." Romans 7, verses 22 and 26. He also explained that the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Romans 8, verse 7. Of the messianic reign, it was predicted, many people shall come and say, "Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Isaiah 2, verse 3. Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." John 12, verse 48. The Lord has given us his law. By learning and obeying his law, we are getting ready for the day of judgment. The Lord is our king. A king is the sovereign ruler of a kingdom, the highest authority over a realm. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. Jeremiah 10, verse 10. "I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Psalm 145, verse 1. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Psalm 47, verses 6 through 8. The armed forces of a king support his authority. Our king is Yahweh Zebaoth, Lord of hosts, Lord of heavenly forces. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. When the king of Syria wanted to capture Elisha, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. 2 Kings 6, verses 14 through 17. At various times, God's people were rebuked when they sought help from the Egyptian army rather than placing their confidence in the power of God. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Our King has all authority in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. Revelation 17, verse 14. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, "I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God." Isaiah 44, verse 6. To Jesus, who is called the first and the last, in Revelation 2, verse 8, Nathanael said, "Rabbi, You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. John 1, verse 49. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. Revelation 15, verses 3 and 4. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Exodus 15, verse 18. When the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, John heard loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 11, verse 15. And the most wonderful thing about all of this is that our judge, lawgiver, and king is also our Savior. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Isaiah 33, verse 22. Amen.